On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about the movies they could watch over and over again, including this one from one of the creators of the TV show Slings and Arrows.
Hi, my name is Mark McKinney. I'm a comedian, a writer, producer, and the movie that I've seen a million times is My Neighbor Totoro by Hayao Miyazaki, starring Ellen Dakota Fanning and adapted by John Lasseter for American audiences.
Hey, let's go! Hey, let's go!
It must have been, I guess, around 2004 that both my kids sort of were in an age where I thought they might appreciate it, and I think it's the movie I've watched most in life. It still makes me laugh. It still makes me smile.
Ready? Hold on!
My first impression of the film was that it just took such care with setting up the world.
So how do you like the new place?
Dad, it's perfect! Look at this, a tunnel of trees!
You know, it's a story about two sisters who have moved to their dad in a new house in the country to be near the hospital where their mother's recovering from some unspecified illness. And they have to open up the house and sort of settle in.
It's pitch black. Maybe it's the soot gremlins.
They move in the very first day, and they become aware that the house is sort of haunted, but really by these very cute little Nerf ball-y dust sprites.
Come out, wherever you are! Ah!
And there's a moment where all the daughters are taking a bath with Dad, and there's a windstorm, and everybody's scared, and Satsuki, who's the oldest, climbs into the bathtub with everybody else, and then Dad just... suddenly bursts out laughing because he senses that's the way to ask the dust sprites to leave. It looks like a real family moment, captured in animation. Then, of course, it's about, you know, the children's relationship with a forest spirit, this gigantic, tubby creature called Totoro, who's mostly silent and occasionally roars and just sort of beams good vibes. Oh, it's the iconic one. It's the poster moment. May and her sister are waiting for their father to arrive by bus at a sort of a lonely little bus stop in the middle of the forest, and it's raining, and they have an umbrella.
Ah, here it comes! Here it comes!
And Totoro emerges from the forest with a palm leaf on his head as his umbrella. And Satsuki, who's holding May, who's now asleep, you know, has a spare umbrella and gives it to him.
Oh, wait a minute. Here, try this.
And the sound of the raindrops falling from high, high up in the trees sort of bounce off the umbrella, and Totoro likes this. And so at one point he jumps up and slams his 3-ton body to the earth, dislodging all the rain pellets, and there's this sudden sort of downpour, and he screams in delight. And it's a fantastically wonderful wild mind moment, and you know, it doesn't really follow any story. There's no particular reason for it, but it's there to bond, you know, the kids to Totoro, and before you know it, that's completely sucked you into the story. And that's what all of Miyazaki's movies do for me.
I love that movie. That's Kids in the Hall comedian Mark McKinney talking about the movie he could watch a million times, My Neighbor Totoro. McKinney produces the sitcom Less Than Kind, which airs on HBO Canada.